Hillary Clinton committed about 1,500 national security felonies. Every time she illegally stole classified information, it was a felony. The law firm who defended her was committing felonies. The internet people, the software people who wiped her server like with a cloth, committed felonies. Hillary's private server was a felony. Every record on it was a felony. Her so-called IT guy who didn't even install basic IP masking and safety protocols was not cleared for that information. Every time he possessed it, it was a felony. And yet, it is President Donald John Trump who has been raided by the FBI.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. I don't even know what to call this. I literally just walked in out of a mountain hike. I succeeded in even getting a little bit lost. Not really lost anywhere I was, but wasn't able to find the trail I wanted and had to rough it with my two dogs. I haven't even done a tick check yet. Just walking into the studio, I got the alert as I was headed up the mountain and thought about this because there's a lot to think about. There, as is always the case with President Trump, there will be a whole lot more information that comes out. The pretext for this, this raid on Mar-a-Lago, which was carried out, and the FBI has now confirmed this, the horribly corrupt, 100% politicized joke of an FBI that carried out a hoax attack on this same president for 3 years using paid-for dark oppo from the Clinton crime family as laundered through the disgraced law firm Perkins Coie, and who was recently involved in a hoax kidnapping that they instigated in Michigan and in pretty clear purview of the evidence, helped instigate January 6th into becoming worse than it needed to. That same corrupt, disgusting FBI leadership has now raided Donald Trump's house, or Mar-a-Lago, more than a house. They brought the safe cracker with them and cracked a relatively new safe, they say. They're seeking records that he may have taken when he left the presidency, which is supposed to go to the library. Does anyone remember Sandy Bergler? Oh, pardon me, Sandy Berger. Yes, God bless Rush. Sandy Bergler. He's the guy who went to view top secret information about the Clintons and shoved it into his underoo and left. Does anyone remember that? Does anyone remember the Rose Law Firm papers that sort of magically disappeared until they turned up in Hillary's bathroom? Which is the same place, not the same bathroom, but she also hid her private illegal server in her bathroom, which is not the same thing as a Gmail address. Speaking of disgraced attorneys, Mark Elias, who in my judgment is an attorney in name only. Mark Elias, who in my judgment is a money launderer. Mark Elias, who in my judgment is a mob fixer for the Clinton crime family. He has tweeted out the story for all the media, and he wants them to hear this. The media is missing the really, really big reason why the raid today is a potential blockbuster in American politics, and then he takes a screen grab of U.S. Code 2701, concealment, removal, or mutilation, generally. And my friends at Legal Insurrection have written this up for us. Whoever having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing, willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. As used in this subsection, the term office does not include the office held by any person as a retired officer of the armed forces of the United States. Nancy Pelosi ripped up a public document in view of everybody. She mutilated it. Nothing will happen to her. Hillary Clinton sold not just our documents, but our uranium, our North America's uranium to the Russians. I mean, it was a Clinton Foundation donation, so it was charity and the like, don't you know? She stole and hid and illegally sent and illegally copied and sent to the pervert Anthony Weiner to print classified documents. That's illegal. That's an illegal holding. It's an illegal removal. She smashed her team smashed their phones with like hammers. She wiped her server with like a cloth. She shared classified and top secret information thousands of times, because every time it was reshared, every time it was printed, counts as a felony. The best we could muster from Hillary Clinton is, what was the exact quote? I can't remember it now, the exact Benghazi screed of that woman. What difference at this point does it make? No raid. Sandy Bergler basically gets away with this. And we have this. Things that have not been raided by the FBI. The list is pretty long. Let's start with Antifa leadership. Oh, wait, it's just an idea. Oh, no, we know that's false. Yeah, but it's they use a cell model. It's a guerrilla model. It would be very hard to track down. The FBI couldn't possibly do that. Or they could go ahead and buy. They could go ahead and buy Andy Ngo's book, which details all of that. Just purchase that. What has not been raided? Any of Patrice Collier's houses? Patrice Collier is one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter Incorporated, who asked for people to murder cops, and then they murdered cops. Who has done tens of millions, if not, it's more like hundreds of millions of dollars of damage in this country to people's private property. All her houses are safe. The building they use as a nightclub is safe. No raid. Epstein Island. The FBI coordinates with international law partners all the time. And somehow they never made it out to Epstein Island, to Child Porn Island. I don't know that the FBI has ever gone in and raided a Ghislaine Maxwell's house. There's a longer list of things that have not been raided. And on a bigger end, I would wager more important point. What they clearly are doing is they are panicked with the fact that President Trump still has massive support. This is not the way it's supposed to be. Once they speak and once they tell everybody he is a deeply unsafe, terrible human being and a Russian plant, that's supposed to be it. But that's not it, because they've made their own bed. They prove themselves untrustworthy liars. And when someone shows you what they are, believe them. And it's incredibly sad. I said this about 4 years ago. When President Trump said, I could go shoot someone, what did he say, on 6th Avenue on Broadway? I could go shoot someone in broad daylight on 6th Avenue and Broadway, and it wouldn't lower my support. It was kind of a shocking statement. I mean, if you think about it, it's a really shocking statement. It's a pretty arrogant statement. And then the media and the so-called intelligence services said, hey, let's prove them right. Let's make ourselves so blatantly, nakedly partisan. Let's frame Americans. Let's go find sad, lonely people and frame them up into a hilarious fake kidnapping plot that no movie director in the world would make, unless the kidnapper, unless it was a third sequel to Weekend at Bernie's, and they were kidnapping a dead body. Let's do that. I did a poll on Twitter right after I found out about this as I was just popping into the studio. I'll track this tomorrow. Will the FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago make you more or less likely to vote for President Trump should he run again? In just a couple of minutes, it has 222 votes, which is interesting since Twitter caps all my tweets at about 30 likes. It already has 222 votes because Twitter hates me. So far, more likely to vote for President Trump, 77.6%. Less likely, 1.7%. No change, 16.5%. Not sure, 4.2%. Now, clearly, this is a self-circling group of people who follow me and are likely to be very conservative. But still, you'd think that might change some people's mind. But the FBI is unable to affect public opinion with conservatives. And here's the great tragedy to this. Great tragedy. If the FBI came back and they brought footage and they put it up on a big screen and there is a picture of Vladimir Putin hanging out in Mar-a-Lago telling Trump what to do, and Putin sat down at a computer and typed out a speech for Trump to give, and then Trump rehearsed it in front of Putin and Putin corrected Trump, and Putin stage managed him and said, no, say it this way. Let's change this line. And then Trump came out and was wearing a red tie. And Putin said, yeah, that's a good tie, except where's that darker red one? And Putin stage managed everything. And then the FBI produced footage of Putin walking Trump to the limo with a security team. And then Putin hiding in the limo as Trump gave the speech and Putin watching it through a secret camera, and then Trump speaking words Putin speaking words into Trump's ear. And they produced all of this, and they produced 40 witnesses, and they produced DNA evidence, and they produced fingerprints for all this. What percentage of people would go, I don't buy it? Given the actions of the FBI, why would we? This is what they've built. The FBI is the Chicken Little of agencies. They are incapable of warning this country of danger. The Mockingbird media is incapable of warning this country of danger. And the best the Democrats can do is try to attach a new nickname to a senile old career grifter named Joe Biden. They're calling him Dark Brandon. So they're racially appropriating now as a black man? Is this what I'm to understand? So in the next few days, of course, we're going to have more information on the pretext for all of this and Trump's response. And probably he'll go on Hannity or he'll go, maybe at this point, he'll go on, go do a live stream on Revolver.News. And to the party, just a quick note, just so you're aware, this is how you start a civil war. This, and by the way, it's not that they don't want that. I mean, Father God in heaven, help me communicate this in a way that isn't celebrating it. They're begging for it. Father God, search my heart here. Am I trying to rile people up for impure reasons? No, they let terrorist groups destroy our country, and we watched it. They let two terrorist groups burn cities. We watched it happen. Murder cops. We watched it happen. They're letting our borders be overflown and an invasion occur. We've watched it happen. They're letting the cartels launch sex trafficking businesses in our cities. We've watched it happen. They've allowed Pornhub to make money off of films of children being raped. We've watched it happen. They have allowed school boards to have parents arrested for saying, please don't teach my five-year-old to masturbate. We're watching it happen. Hunter Biden is a meth addict and then some, and probably a pedophile. And he's in bed with the Chinese and the Russians and the Ukrainians. And we watched it happen. They've done nothing except say there are armies of white supremacists ready to seize the country. And then they put up fences all for drama. And this may be the thing that starts it. I don't want it. I don't sponsor it. I beg you to not consider such a thing. I beg you to remember that God is in charge. I beg you to remember that God is watching all of this. I beg you to remember that nations go through these things. It's our turn. I beg you to turn it all and hand it all to Christ. I beg you to think of Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. I beg you to think of Isaiah 41, 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. None of this is hidden. All that is hidden will one day be revealed. Things they've done in darkness will be screamed from the rooftop. Justice will prevail. If not now, when God, Lord Jesus, comes to return in glory, it will be pure justice and we'll all get to watch, those of us who are saved. And this is how you start a civil war. They are virtually outlawing a party. That's what Zelensky's done. Oh, by the way, we just sent him another, what was it, $50 billion? Was that it? Because we're broke, but we're sending that to him. So a lot more will come out about this. I want to hold the rest of what I to say when we learn more about this. I wanted to get this out because, frankly, I want to ask you to be in prayer about this. I want to ask you, as you're feeling angry and you're feeling frustrated, I am too. I would like to ask you to pray for peace and most of all for justice. And maybe we could do that now. Our Father in heaven, thank you for being our banner. Thank you for being both the Lion of Judah and coming in the form of Christ Jesus as the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. Lord, none of this is a surprise to you. You've told us that people will follow their own desires. You've told us that people will live in lies. Time and again, you've allowed nations to tumble, and yet you have kept your people safe. Time and again, you've gathered your remnant. Time and again, you protected us under your mighty wing, under your mighty light. Father, we would ask that you rest upon us the peace of the Holy Spirit, that we remember, Lord, that you are in charge, that you're God, that justice will be done. We would ask you, Lord, we beg you for the evils that this government has done in our name and that we've allowed for our own iniquities, that you would forgive us as you're anxious and righteous to do, and that you would finally, Lord, finally pour out the wrath, the cups of wrath you have stored up against the wicked doers in our country. If they will not turn to you, Lord, and we beg them to turn to you, we want them redeemed. We love them because you loved us first and you didn't have to. And if they will not take the knee to you, Lord, that you would finally just pour out the cups of wrath, as difficult as that will be to watch. We pray not just for this nation, Lord, the flag, but the people in it, because we need more time to work with you, to draw them to yourself. There are people who are afraid, Lord, and angry. Please give them the peace that only you can give them. This is the Todd Herman Show. Please go be well, be strong, be kind, and remember that God will bring pure justice.